lift me up and let me stand by faith on heaven's stable land. By your grace then I have found, Lord, let my feet on higher ground.
It's a good life. Coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
In a recent program, I spoke about Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. In that scripture, I saw salvation, submission, sacrifice, and sovereignty. And I'd like to look back on that for just a moment before we get into the lesson for today, and that is the lineage of Jesus Christ. Now, we won't get through the whole thing today. We'll continue that later. But as we look at Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, we not only see those things I've mentioned, we also see Christ's supremacy. It says, "And his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." In other words, he's all in all. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6 describes the name that is above every name. Christ is called Wonderful, and this has the idea of being supernatural and extraordinary. As I said the last time, most assuredly, there is nothing ordinary or common about our Lord. He is the exalted Savior. As I think about his blessings and benefits, I realize that no one else has done for me what Christ has done. He alone secured my salvation. He has reconciled me to God and promised me eternal life in heaven. Our Lord is far above ordinary. Our Lord is wonderful. And also see that Christ is called Counselor in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. Well, this speaks of him being our guide and our rock. This means to advise, counsel, devise, and plan. I don't know about you, but I'm glad for the direction and counsel of my Lord. I'm glad that he didn't save me and expect me to make it through this life on my own. And I'm glad that I don't have to make decisions for my family without his counsel. As long as we walk in the ways of God, we are heading in the right direction. Psalm 37 and verse 23 says, "The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way." I rejoice that he has ordered my steps. Who better to follow than the Creator of this world and all it contains? I also see that Christ is called the Mighty God in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. This speaks of his being the strong one, the I Am, the conqueror, the one who is mighty and unbeatable. At Christmas time, we think of Christ as the little baby in a manger. But he is the Mighty God. We don't live by luck or circumstances, but the I Am is guarding and guiding our way. And there's nothing to fear when Christ the Lord is in control. Now, he's the one who set the stars in the heavens, set the bounds of the oceans, and breathed life into mankind. His creation. Without a doubt, we can trust the one who brought us out of darkness into the light. Without a doubt, we can trust the one who is our salvation. Without a doubt, we have nothing to fear because he is the strength of our lives. Psalm 27 and verse 1 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Christ is unbeatable. I also see Christ is called the Everlasting Father in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. It says, he is the eternal God. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6 says, "And his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." We're not serving one who has no wisdom or lacks experience. We're serving the eternal God. Revelation chapter 1 and verse 8, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come, the Almighty. John chapter 8, verse 58 says, Jesus said unto them, Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am. There's never been a time when God didn't exist. He existed long before time began, and he will remain forever after time is no more. God has always been, and he will always be. That brings comfort to my heart. And I'm not serving one who is here today and gone tomorrow. We don't need to fear the death or seeming weakness of our Lord. He is God and he will never change. Hebrews 13 verse 8 says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6, for I am the Lord, I change not. Well, Christ would be the Prince of Peace. Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6. Keep in mind that which Isaiah saw was all prophetic future. He saw Christ in the future. Isaiah was looking for the child Jesus. He was looking for the coming kingdom, the millennial reign of Christ. The millennial kingdom, of course, will be when Jesus establishes his kingdom and bring peace to the earth. The past, the future. Jesus was born. The kingdom will come. We can enjoy his peace right now. There is much in life that humanity must face, but for the believer, there is peace even in the midst of adversity. I have no way of knowing what tomorrow may hold, but I do know who holds tomorrow. He provides peace that this world cannot give. John chapter 16 and verse 33 says, These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 7, And the peace of God which passeth all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Well, each time we look toward Christmas, it is my prayer that each of us will remember and worship the Christ of Christmas. Had there been no birth, there would have been no death for Jesus. Had there been no birth, there would be no life for Jesus. Had there been no birth, there would be no kingdom to come of Jesus. And had there been no birth, there would be no eternal life for the sinner. Not for me, not for you. Let that sink in for just a moment. All that we have, we owe to Christ. Won't you take this opportunity to respond to the Lord today? If you failed to honor the Lord, why not worship him right now? Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. Jesus is coming soon, and I pray that you're ready for him. If you've never accepted Christ as your Savior, then you can truly celebrate Christmas the way you should, by trusting him. If you've called upon him today, If he has spoken to your heart, if he's called to you today, why not give him your heart today and accept the salvation he wants to give you? Why not ask Jesus? Why not ask him to save you and receive him right now? Lord, I believe you were born for me, that I could be born again. I now accept you as my Savior. I honor you by asking you right now to turn me from sin, to forgive me of my sin, and come into my heart. The best I know how, I receive you as my Savior right now. Thank you for your salvation. Jesus wants everyone in this world to be saved. That's why he came. He came to seek and to save the lost. He came to seek and to save me. He came to seek and to save you. And I pray that you will trust him even today if you've never done that. Let me remind you that as we looked in Isaiah chapter 9 and verse 6, we saw salvation. We saw submission. We saw sacrifice, sovereignty, and supremacy. Jesus is all in all. And we need to be serving him today. If you're saved, you need to let him lead and guide your life, because he is the leader that each one of us need to be following. Well, now, I'd like for us to look just very briefly before we look into before we get into the next subject. And we're not going to leave the subject of Jesus. We're going to continue our study. And right now, I'd like for us to look into the lineage of Jesus Christ. Many people don't understand why it is important to know where Jesus came from. Well, we know that he came from God, that God the Father sent him. But what about his earthly lineage? Revelation chapter 1, verse 7 and 8 says, "Behold, he cometh with clouds." Now, this is future. And it says, "And every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because of him." Even so, amen. "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty." Revelation chapter 1 and verse 11 says, "Saying, I am an Alpha and Omega, the first and the last." Well, the genealogy of Jesus Christ is needed to show that redemption was no afterthought, but designed from the first. Abraham and David in Matthew's gospel are singled out to prove the fulfillment in Christ of the promises made to Abraham 2,000 years and to David 1,000 years before the birth of Jesus Christ. It was prophesied of. John chapter 1 and verse 14 tells us the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. John chapter 1 and verse 1 tells us who the Word is. John 1:1 says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." John chapter 1 and verse 14 continues by saying, "And we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father." What was beheld? What was seen in John chapter 1 and verse 14? Well, what was seen and what we beheld there and what was beheld took place on the Mount of Transfiguration. The apostles saw this taking place. John saw the transfiguration along with others. Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 and 2, it says, "And after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into an high mountain apart, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine as the sun, and his raiment was white as the light." Jesus said he had the glory with the Father before the world was. John 17 and verse 5, "And now, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was." Jesus came into this world. He came as that little baby in the manger, a virgin conceived by the Holy Spirit, and gave birth to that sinless child who would grow sinlessly. He had no sin, but yet he was made sin for you and I that we could be saved and on our way to heaven. I see many things as I look into the life of Christ, and I see many verses in the Bible that proclaim Jesus was before the world came into existence, and that he is the eternal Christ. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 18 through 21 says this, "For as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who," and that's Jesus, "verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, and that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God." I pray that you've trusted him as your Lord and Savior. And I pray that if you are saved, that you're serving him today, that you're telling others that Jesus saves, that he wants everyone in this world to know him as Lord and Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.